You said that Patsy had a tea shower, and I was asking you when she opened the gifts. Would you start with that again, please?
Okay, she was asked to come over in the morning. The hostess asked her to come in. The guests would send their gifts ahead of time. So they asked Patsy to come in the morning to start opening the gifts. And that way she could, she enjoyed it so much that doubly enjoyed seeing them. And then after she stayed till about 11:30, she then came on home to get ready for the shower, which started about 2 o'clock.
Well, what procedure was followed then, as the in which was different from yours? You said you opened your gifts there, you sat in a decorated chair and all of this. Mm-hmm. Now, describe to me what happened in the afternoon at her shower.
Okay. We were all in the receiving line. Larry's mother, and Larry's godmother and grandmother, and Patsy, and I, and her godmother, and Grammy's, her grandmother. And we were in a receiving line. Meanwhile, the gifts that were then brought in were taken by the hostesses and placed and opened and put with the other gifts.
Well, did the guests look at the gifts, or did they see them at all?
Right. They went, they, as they came on in, they signed the guest book and then went and viewed all the different gifts that came in. And then they just went and got their refreshments were served at all time, and the guests went along and picked up their refreshments and sat down and enjoyed them and started to visit, which was a lengthy visit, and we all enjoyed seeing each other. It was a real party time.
What types of gifts did she get at her shower?
Oh, she got beautiful gifts. She got also got a dinner set, pottery at that time, not china, the pottery. And then just worlds of linens, beautiful linens, vacuum cleaner, what have you, and pottery, and just the assortment of beautiful gifts.
Would you say her gifts were more elaborate than yours?
Oh, very much so, very much so, but that's the difference in time.
Okay. Could you describe, did they have a wedding rehearsal?
Yes, right.
When was this held?
That was held, let's see now, there we go. A couple of evenings. Yes, it was just a couple of evenings before the wedding.
So they didn't hold it right exactly the evening before.
No, not really. And no, because he had just come home from service on leave, and it was, you know, very.
But they had like 2 days prior. Had it like right. 2 days prior to the actual ceremony. Did they have a rehearsal dinner after the rehearsal, or any kind of a rehearsal party?
Yes, they did, but I just can't think right now where they had that, but they had a rehearsal dinner.
Do you know who paid for the rehearsal dinner?
Larry's parents, Clintus and Eileen Havy.
All right. I think you told me their wedding date was July. What was it?
July the 21st, 1957.
All right. Now, what time of the day did they get married?
They got married at 9:30 in the morning.
And where did they get married?
St. Louis Church.
And who was the priest?
Father Leo Gertz.
All right. Okay. Was this a completely Catholic wedding again?
Yes, again. Yes, it was.
Was fasting still traditional at the time that they had their wedding?
Yes, it was. Same as always, mm-hmm. although now it has changed mm-hmm. a lot.
Would you describe Patsy's dress?
Well, we made her dress. We got the idea. She found the picture in the Modern Brides book. She decided what she wanted, and we then went to work. And
when you say we, who is we?
Patsy and I both.
All right.
Patsy and I both. She helped me a great deal, and I needed her help to help me to find out really what she wanted. And her dress was made of lace, the satin, and the net tulle.
Was it, describe the bodice, was it fitted or?
The bodice was fitted with a sweetheart neckline. It had the short sleeves, and it had the scallop lace. And the lace at that time, they called it the Venetian lace.
Were there any sequins or pearl or anything on it?
Yes, it was. The bodice was completely beaded with seed pearls, and also in back of her, the complete outline on her dress in the back was a design motif, and that was all seeded with mm-hmm. pearl.
Did she wear anything on her hands?
The low gauntlets. The lace gauntlets that I made to match with the same lace, made out of the same lace.
What was her headpiece like?
Her headpiece, she bought her little headgear, and then I attached the illusion, and it was the whisper illusion.
What was the length of her veil?
3/4 length.
What type of flowers did she carry?
I don't rightly know. Remember, roses. And it was centered with the white orchid, right? Which then later was taken out, and she wore it as a corsage.
How many bridesmaids did Patsy have?
She had 5.
What color were their dresses?
Yellow.
Could you describe them to me?
Well, they had a full circular skirt. They were 3/4 length. Dresses, full circular skirt made out of the embroidered organza. They were with the fitted waistline, and they had hats to match, which we also made out of horsehair braid.
Who made the dresses?
I made the dresses. I made all the dresses.
What kind of flowers did they carry?
They carried feathered carnations in the deep yellow.
Okay. did she have a flower girl or a ring bearer?
No, she didn't.
What was the groomsman's attire?
Well, they wore
did they wear tuxedos?
Right. They wore tuxedos. Larry wore they were all the white.
White.
Or more off-white tuxedo.
Okay. After church, Was it still traditional for the altar boys to stop the bride and groom?
No, not at that time. They just were showered with rice, but at that time they didn't do that anymore.
Okay. Your husband Richard give the bride away?
Yes, uh-huh.
What did he wear?
He wore a gray tweed suit on that altar. Gray though.
Where was the reception held?
At the Kinnick Park.
And what time of the day did that start?
Well, that started immediately after Mass. The services were at 9:30. I guess around 10:30 or 11, say 11 o'clock.
How many guests attended that approximately?
Well, around 700 to 800 guests.
Quite a change from your 50.
Quite a change, yes, that's right.
What type of food was served?
The barbecue dinner and all the trimmings.
And who cooked the food for this occasion?
Well, that was cooked by the different people that at that time there was a crew of people that did this type of work, and they took care of all the food. We went down the day before and prepared all of the tables and got all the arrangements made, but this wedding crew did all the cooking, the potato. We cooked the potatoes here at home. Mm-hmm. Took them on down the morning of Sunday morning early. They then made all the potato salad, slaws.
Are you speaking of people, local people?
Local people, yes.
What did you have to drink?
A lot of beer.
Do you have any idea how many kegs of beer?
Well, we had 16 half barrels. Now, we didn't use quite all of that, but at this time, the weddings were all day long, and this lasted until late evening. And also tea and coffee.
Who paid for this wedding?
We split the difference, the groom's parents and we. We split the difference, half and half.
So the tradition of the bride's parents paying for the wedding had changed.
Right. And the groom's parents came to see us about it, and they wanted to do it half and half, which was very nice.
Can you describe the wedding cake?
Yes, it was beautiful. It was five tiered. Although the fifth tier, the 8-inch tier, was taken off and saved for the bride and groom whenever they, on their first anniversary, then they could enjoy it, you know. And then, but the rest of the cake was served.
Could you describe it?
Well, it was beautiful. Describing it is hard to do because it had the five tiers, and it was a lot of cake. It had we bought the flowers in San Antonio. It had white roses on it, and that was the traditional thing at that time too, you know, to buy the self-made flowers. But it was huge.
Was it circular, square?
Circular, it was round. Yes, I hung the round five here.
Who baked it?
Again, the friends came in and did that. Freddie Havey, it was baked over at her house, Mrs. Floyd Havey. Mm-hmm. And she had her helpers, and they worked very hard. But it was great. It was just gorgeous.
Did they have a groom's cake?
No, no groom's cake.
Was there a dance at night?
No, not at all.
Who took the photos for this wedding? Were they done at church?
Yes, they were done at church. Some were done here. I can't recall his name from down.
Divine?
Yeah.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Right. You are so right. You know more about this than I do. Well, you know who did it at that time.
Who? Right. So when he took the photos of this wedding, you're saying he started at the house?
Yes, he came here to the house, and he took a couple of them. And he wanted to take pictures of as she was leaving the house with her daddy. Mm-hmm. And then he just took a few here. And then he took some again at church.
Did he take them during the ceremony, or just when did he do this?
No, he took some before the wedding. She putting her penny, her daddy gave her the penny to put in her shoe. That was a traditional picture, and the traditional type of pictures. And then he followed on through the mass.
So, and instead of them having to go to a photographer, the photographer came to them.
Came to them, although she had to go down and have her portrait made for the paper, mm-hmm. you know, beforehand. That was before the wedding. Mm-hmm.
Did Patsy and Larry go on a honeymoon?
Yes, they did. Uh-huh. And they just here and there, but they were gone. They didn't have too much time because they were really going to complete their honeymoon on their way up to Arkansas, where he was then stationed.
Fort Smith, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Did Patsy have a going away outfit?
Yes, uh-huh, she did.
And who made, was it made or did?
We bought the going away dress.
You mean you switched from all this sewing and
Yes, we sure did. It was something and she liked it, and this is what we did. We bought her going away dress.
Well, that's good. What color was it?
Blue.
Right. You said yours was blue.
Mine was blue. My little daughter chose blue too.
All right, we've got your wedding, your daughter's wedding, and recently your granddaughter, one of your granddaughters married, is that correct?
That's right.
All right, what is her name?
Excuse me. Vicki Jo Habe.
And whose daughter is she?
She's Patsy and Larry Habe's daughter.
And who did she marry?
She married Glenn Shearhart.
And whose child is Glenn?
Billy and Alfreen Shearhart.
Where did Glenn and Vicki meet?
Well, they too, here at school. And from, yes.
School sweethearts.
Well, really after Glenn graduated before Vicki did, but within, you know, from the same town, and all, they knew each other for quite some time.
Yeah. What was the length of their courtship?
Gee, you got me there. I wouldn't know. It wasn't too awfully long. Maybe say about 2 years.
2 years.
Really, say 2 years.
And what was the date of their wedding?
October the 1st, 1977.
Did their parents have much time to plan this wedding? How long ahead did they know about it?
Well, they knew about 6 months also. Every bit of 6 to 9 months.
Did Vicki have a miscellaneous shower?
Yes, she sure did.
Can you tell me where this one was held?
This was at the Legion Hall.
Okay. Can you give me a good estimate as to how many guests and how many hostesses there were?
Well, there was a lot of guests. The hostesses were in the 70s. Again, it was getting bigger and bigger from time to time. Mm-hmm. And at least they were in the 70s, hostesses.
Did she get the elaborate type of gifts that your daughter did?
Yes, she did, and even more elaborate. as time goes on, it was just getting bigger and bigger, mm-hmm. but she had got beautiful gifts.
Did they have a wedding rehearsal?
Yes, they had a wedding rehearsal.
Did they have a rehearsal supper?
Yes, uh-huh.
Where was this?
Over at Sammy's party house.
Was that a catered rehearsal dinner?
Right.
Who paid for that?
Larry's parents took care of the.
You mean Glenn's parents?
I'm sorry. Yes, Glenn.
What was the time and place of this young couple's wedding?
The time
mm-hmm.
was 5:00 in the evening, and it was at St. Louis Church.
Okay. What day was that? What day of the week?
That was on a Saturday. So we have had all kind of weddings on every different day, but again now, Saturday again pertains to a lot of the people being able to come.
And we have a 5:00 in the evening wedding.
Right.
Do you have any thoughts as to why a 5:00 in the evening wedding?
Other than the pertaining to a twilight evening, twilight wedding.
Well, we established that the altar bar tradition had already been done away with in 1957 when your daughter married. Describe your granddaughter Vicky's dress.
Well, she too again picked her dress out of the bride's book. She decided she wanted that type of dress. So Vicky and I and Patsy sat down and we figured out how we could get onto this, which we made it as close to it as I could get to the picture.
You copied a picture.
I copied a picture, yes, ma'am. And then we went to town. I took the picture. I took Vicky's measurements. I then figured out all the materials we needed and came to it as close as I could. And I started getting to work.
How long did it take you to make her dress?
It took me at least 3 months to do all the beading, which she had a lot of beading. And I worked on it at least 3 months. That is including the mantilla veil that she had. And this was all her train, which she had a long train on her dress. That was all edged in alicon lace. And all of the, and it was in the rose design. This was all covered with seeded pearl. That's why it took me so long to do the
Just fantastic.
And then she had a fitted bodice, which also appliqued roses, rose lace, rose point lace, and that was seeded with pearl. Her sleeves, her double sleeves, the first was a tight lace sleeve. It was then covered with a full chiffon sleeve, which again had the rose point lace on it and was beaded.
Oh, God.
It had a 7-inch cuff, which was lace and was all beaded. This is why it took a long time.
Did she wear any traditional necklace or piece of jewelry?
Yes, she wore her Grammy C. Breeden's golden locket.
What relationship is this to Vicky?
That is, Patsy's grandmother would be
Her great-grandma.
Great-great-great-grandma. Mm-hmm. Everyone called her Grammy. See, she was known by Grammy to the whole town of Custerville, which everyone to know her was to love her. But this was a piece of jewelry that they, so far, each one of the brides in the family has worn.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm glad you mentioned that.
All right, and it's a beautiful piece of jewelry. It came from Germany.
All right, would you describe it?
Yes, it's a, it's very pretty. In fact, it's, has a little pearl. It's plain in design. It's a round, piece of jewelry. But what makes it great is on the other side of the, on one side, it has a little picture window on it, which you can open. And in there is Grammy's, one of her, I think she had said at that time, was her godfather. Mm-hmm. And then it, and that is still in the piece of jewelry.
Is there anything inscribed on the backside?
Not a thing, but it does have a little leaf design in the front and has a cultured pearl.
Oh, that's nice. Something like that.
Right. And as my husband and as she, Grammy C, gave each one of her children a piece of jewelry. And she gave this very piece of jewelry to Richard. We now have it in the family in the vault. But as each bride comes up, I offer it to them if they would like to wear it. And so far they all have.
How many brides have worn it?
Well, let's see, it's everyone in the family, I guess. Oh, just a great number of them. All of them. They've all worn it.
That's
all of Leatrice's girls wore them. And, well, just everyone. And Alice's, well, every one of the brides, Jacqueline Lee.
You're speaking of all of this, of Mrs. Breeden's descendants, the daughter,
right,
girl
right.
descendants are wearing this.
The girl descendants, right, and it's there for any of them that they would like to wear.
That is just a lovely tradition.
It's nice, and everyone enjoys wearing it, and it is something that Grammy C, it's a reminder of.
What kind of flowers did Vicki carry?
Vicki carried red roses and lilies of the valley.
How many bridesmaids did she have?
Vicki had... She had five.
What color were their dresses?
Their dresses were lavender, a lot of the floor-length lavender dresses with a cape of the chiffon with the red rose.
And they, what did they carry?
They carried one red rose.
Oh. Did they have anything in their hair?
A little red rosebud.
Was the church decorated in any special fashion?
Very beautiful, yes. The high measures are from Lacoste did that. And it was just beautiful. The whole aisle, the continuous aisle, was decorated and had the candlelight all the way through with all the greeneries and flowers. It was just beautiful.
Did Vicki's flowers come from Mrs. R's florist shop also?
Right. Mrs. R taking care of all the flowers.
Okay. What were the grooms and the groomsmen attire?
Well, they wore the tuxedo. I would say it was a burgundy tuxedo with the white shirt.
So the groom and the groomsmen now were going into colored attire for the weddings.
Right, they were, which is now the thing.
The tradition.
Right.
It sort of coordinates, I suppose, with the other decor.
Right, that's right. More or less worked it out together, mm-hmm. which she again used the lavender gladiolus mm-hmm. with all the other greeneries. Mm-hmm. The flowers and everything more or less worked out together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did they have a large reception?
Yes, they did. They had quite a large reception. They had about 900 guests.
Wow.
That again is quite a difference from her mother's, right?
Yes, considerably more.
But we were on the way from bigger to bigger, you know, the bigger weddings, which are now the thing, you know.
Where was this reception held?
At the Kinnick Park also.
What types of foods did they have at this reception?
Now, they had the barbecue dinner with all the trimmings, mm-hmm. and it was catered.
All right. Did they follow the same procedure paying for it as you did with passes?
Well, now, I wouldn't know about that. Well, I couldn't tell you, you know, about that.
It sounds kind of nosy, but we're, in a way, but the reason we ask this is does the bride's family pay for this, or do they share, or, you know, that's for asking this.
I really think it's up to the families, to the mm-hmm. individuals, however they plan to do this.
Did the reception start immediately after the ceremony was over?
Yes, sure did, which again was about 6:30, mm-hmm. you know, give or take.
Did they have a dance at this wedding?
Yes, they had a dance, and they had an orchestra, and it lasted till about 1 o'clock.
Oh, sounds like fun.
It was fun.
Did they have a wedding march?
Yes, that's a traditional thing now, and it was led by Howard and Florence Shearhart, which they lead most all of the wedding marches. And everyone joined in that, and it was a great day.
Happy time.
Happy time, right.
Could you describe their wedding cake? Do you recall what that was like?
Well, it was gorgeous. It was, again, about a 5-tiered cake, and it had the bride and groom at the top, and it was baked by Corrine Mack.